It is that place in downtown Fresno where women and children are ministered to, are blessed, and where Christ leads, people care, and lives are changed. I'm talking about the Evangel Home of Fresno, ministering to women and children in crisis since 1955. And welcome to Heartline. This is the weekly RV radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno. And here's your Heartline host, Jim Tuck.
We have a guest today, and let's just work into this slowly. What is the Pink House?
I think our guest should explain the Pink House. It is the Pink House, and it houses a group of very special interns with InterVarsity Christian Fellowship, one of their programs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
InterVarsity has many euphemisms for its program. There's FIFO, there's FUI, there's FUMP. So the Pink House encompasses some of that. Students, college students, young adults who come to Fresno to do urban ministry, and they live in a house that is painted pink. And it's on First Presbyterian Church's parking lot. So they literally are in the asphalt jungle in a pink house. Mm. Part of their responsibilities when they're in that house is to do an internship at one of several ministries. And one of them is Evangel Home. So people have chosen to come here for, I think, since 1993. Randy White and I sat down and mapped out how we would do that. And through the years, the Pink House has been a wonderful channel for Evangel Home to hire new staff. You know, we, being the kind of ministry we are and really going deep into women's lives and knowing they have huge trust issues, the last thing we want is for them to have to worry about trusting staff. So I'm always more comfortable when we have any kind of new option to hire somebody, to hire someone we know. And the Pink House has just been a wonderful resource for us because we've worked so well with their leadership, with their interns. And Brianna, who is our guest today, was one of our summer interns. What year?
When were you here? I was here August 09,
oh,
actually.
So
not a summer, just
okay.
Here. August 09
just
through
okay.
Just recently, yes.
Okay. She was here as a summer intern already, but not that long ago. Mm-hmm. So anyway, we have another Pink House resident, a graduate, is leaving us.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa was a Pink House intern here and then was a volunteer and then was part-time and full-time. And now she's accepted a co-directorship of the Pink House.
Oh, really?
So she'll be leaving us the end of May, and she will be going back to the Pink House. So we've come full cycle.
Mm-hmm. Well, great. Well, Brianna, let me ask first. Where are you from? Where'd you come to Fresno from?
Came from Bakersfield. Basically raised there since I was four or something, and I came to Fresno to go to Fresno Pacific University, and so just graduated there in May, 09.
Okay. Were you raised in a Christian environment?
I was. I was raised in a very healthy, supportive Christian environment. Very blessed.
Yeah, that is a blessing.
Yeah.
Enormous. Why Fresno Pacific? Let me go there.
It was close enough to Bakersfield to where I could come home on the weekends, and I really loved the atmosphere when I came and visited. I checked it out because it was Christian school, and I have a good teaching program there, and then when I actually went on campus, it was so inviting and so comfortable. I felt at peace when I was there, and so.
And what's your degree?
I got a degree in psychology, so.
Okay. How did you become aware of the Pink House? Or let me back up. Where did InterVarsity come into the picture for you?
Mm-hmm. A few mentors at Fresno Pacific were involved with the Pink House and InterVarsity. Reese Sky was one of my mentors / choir directors, and she would talk about the Pink House. She would talk about relocating into the Lowell neighborhood, and so that just piqued my interest. And then I think I heard Beck Eckloff speak about the Pink House at FPU once or twice, and so I heard about it through her, and was like, well, sounds interesting. I like the idea of urban ministry, relocating, living downtown.
Mm. So,
Jim, I want to interrupt because that's one of those things. If this were TV, I think people would look and they would see a very fresh, fresh, spunky, good smile, every healthy, wholesome,
perky.
Long blonde hair, perky. And so that sort of belies the fact that underneath that cute perkiness is a gutsy, courageous, can't fool her kind of person. And why I was really drawn to asking her to be on our staff, I listened to her with the women. And she is not a volunteer who needs to talk a lot about herself. She doesn't pry a lot into the women's lives. That kind of stuff doesn't, I don't want to say it doesn't interest her. It doesn't shock her. And she's a real rock steady from everything I've seen and observed. She's very rock steady, isn't going to be surprised by anything. And I just think she's put herself into some situations, whether it was the Pink House or it was kind of a neighborhood ministry near the university. She's always been a little bit on the edge, and I really appreciate that about her.
Well, did you grow up with a heart for the underdog?
It was pretty close to me, I guess. I didn't grow up in like a super rich place. I didn't grow up super poverty, but it was like, it was lower middle class, and so I was kind of around it. So I kind of had the heart for it. I didn't do a lot of ministry when I was in college. I did a lot more ministry. In high school and junior high, my parents, we would do like little outreaches, like feed the homeless like for a day, or do things like Christmas, like the normal like charity things you do. We've done that. But in the college years, I've really like developed it as more of a lifestyle, more like I want this to be my job. I want this to be part of my life.
So God's developed a passion there for in your heart.
Mm-hmm, he has.
Well, what do you see happening at Evangel Home?
I see me learning so much here. It's going to be such a great experience. I'm so excited to learn from the staff, learn from the residents here. There's going to be a whole bunch of situations that I know will grow me into a better Christian and to a better friend, a better mentor to people. And so I'm excited to see what God does. And
You said you got here last August?
Yes.
Okay. Was that the first time you'd been in the facility here?
Yes, that was the first time.
What was your first impression?
First impression, I walked in. Let's see. I noticed the paintings. They're all beautiful. Like, there's a whole bunch of paintings around. It seems so warm and comfortable, kind of like peaceful. Let's see. There were a few women around, just out and about. I think it was like free time or whatever, just in the living room talking. And it was comfortable. I felt like, wow, these women seem happy to be here. It's not like this
they've been sentenced here.
Yeah. It was very comfortable.
Had you any preconceptions about what to expect?
No. Just that I knew it was a shelter, and so I didn't really.
The reason I asked, a lot of people come expecting something more industrial, I guess, or
I'll never forget one of the women who came in and said, this doesn't smell homeless. Yeah. So I think there's the industrial part, but then there's the
That part. Now, let me back up again and ask another question. Why psychology for a major?
I've always been interested in people, why they think the way they think or what's going on. And so I just, through college, learning how to relate to people in different situations, talking with people, I just find it very interesting. I want to figure out why they think the way they do. And I've learned that dealing with people more in homelessness and stuff, a lot of it has to do with psychological problems. Like there's a lot behind that there. And so I'm just curious about the mind and figuring out what the reason is for their situations. So.
Did you give it any thought to continuing that, become a therapist? Or?
I'm in that process of thinking right now to become a therapist or to be a social worker or to be a special education teacher. I kind of am open to anything right now, whatever God has, but along those lines.
Okay, great. Jerry, one piece of advice for Brianna.
I gave her a piece today, and so my piece of advice was we have to be as respectful, and with all of our women, show them great respect and great dignity, but you always have to expect the worst, and then you are never surprised. And That's a sad reality of what we are, because so often we will get a woman who is dangerous, and you just have to always be on guard. But I think the trust, the respect and the dignity is huge.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Did that resonate with you? Did you follow that?
Yeah, I do. That's good. Good advice.
Okay. Well, Brianna, welcome. I'm glad to have you here. And I hope it all goes very, very well for you, and God continues to bless you and your work, especially as it relates to Evangel Home. Jerry, what's going on here that our listeners need to know about as we record this in May? Any urgent needs?
If people want to go to our website, evangelhome.org, we posted some urgent household needs just last week. So that would be a wonderful blessing to get our pantries filled before we get into the heavy-duty summer months when we know things get bare. And most of it was real easy stuff, canned fruits and vegetables and hamburger and coffee and the usual basics. Nothing unusual, not even any trash bags among them. Summertime, Jim, it seems like we always end up needing an extra paper products because so many of our normal donors go away that we really need some substitute donors. So that would be very, very helpful. The website would give people some good ideas.
Okay, evangelhome.org. And prayerfully consider how you might give us a hand. Brianna, do you have siblings, real quick?
I have two younger brothers, yes.
And are they budding ministers?
They are. Actually, one of them, yes, is 20. He's at Fresno Pacific right now. He's one of, we thought he might be a youth pastor, still debating on that. And a younger brother, 15, and he's
still deciding what he's going to wear today. Okay, I understand. Well, we're out of time. Thanks, Brianna. Thank you, Jerry. And thank you, Ken Adams. And thank you, my listening friend, for joining us on this edition of Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
Thanks for tuning in this week's edition of Heartline from the Evangel Home of Fresno. That number again for the Evangel Home, the 559 area code, 264-4714. The address, 137 North Yosemite in Fresno, 93701, at evangelhome.org on the Internet. God bless you. Talk to you next week.